Jim, how do you feel about just jumping into the season now, finally?
Very excited about it. Very excited about today's practice, today's meetings, our preparation, getting ready for a great Green Bay team. Always get excited playing the Packers. When I was youth football, I remember in high school football, I can remember in college football, Bo Schembechler, and my youth coach, Tom Minnick. We were getting ready to play the Ann Arbor Rams, and they were good. They were probably the best team in the league. And he said, gosh darn, guys, it's not like we're playing the Green Bay Packers today. We beat these guys. And Bo Schembechler one time, we're getting ready to play Notre Dame in the opener, and Notre Dame was ranked high. He said the same thing. I know these guys are good. It's going to take our best effort to beat them.
So you're not saying
but
we're not...
But for God's sakes, they're not the Green Bay Packers.
And so you're not telling your
guys... Here we are playing the Green Bay Packers.
So you're not telling your guys we're not playing Ann Arbor, right?
I just think it's awesome. I just think it's, I remember those childhood high school and college memories of coaches saying, you know, these guys are good, but gosh darn, they're not the Green Bay Packers. And here we are preparing for the Green Bay Packers. It's pretty neat.
Coach, you guys put up 579 yards on the Green Bay Packers last January. What are your thoughts? How did you do it?
Well, there was a lot of offense in that game. Both sides, both teams. We got a couple big plays, and we got a big turnover in the special teams, and it was a very competitive football game. We got a few breaks, and whenever you play the Packers, one thing you know is you're going to have to be at your best, and that's what we're focused on today, having the best meetings of the year, having the best practice of the season today, so that we can be at our best, give ourselves a chance.
You know, you guys hadn't run much of the read option until that playoff game. And then it became such a big deal for you guys. Was it the plan all along to roll it out in the playoffs, or is that something that just sort of happened and you rolled with it? I guess what was the thinking there?
Oh, I mean, I don't really go into the thinking that much, or the schematic plan. We had run it before, but it wasn't something that was new.
Jim, how has Anquan kind of come in and almost by default assumed the leadership role of that wideout group, or has he?
Well, certainly not been by default, but yes, he is. He is a quite a leader amongst a lot of great team leaders that we have on our team. But Anquan came in universally respected by our football team for the kind of player that he is and the kind of person that he is, and. As he got here, people quickly realized that just who he is as a player and a person. He's everything that they thought he was. He's everything that that they had heard that he was: a team guy, a smart guy, a competitive and hardworking guy, and he's just as he was advertised, and everybody respects that. Everybody respects tough. Everybody respects hardworking. Everybody respects a team guy, and so that transition was never seen one smoother. I can tell you that.
Do you see evidence on tape, Coach, of the Packers making a shift to a more physical approach to football, especially with the running game?
Yeah, never seen evidence of it not. How about that? I've never seen evidence that the Packers were not a physical football team.
How much better is Colin right now than he was, at this point last year, given all the experience he got?
Oh, I don't know percentage, but he is a ascending, improving player. We've seen that in the off season work and his work ethic. continues to really impress on the mental side and understanding the offense completely and contributing now, you know, adding to the ideas and the plan and the scheme.
You know, he didn't play much in the preseason, and neither did Rodgers. Is that just kind of the new thinking in the league that you don't need so many game reps with your frontline players and practice is the key?
I don't know. I can't comment for the thinking of the league.
How about your thinking on how you handled that?
Well, there was a bit of a plan there, but I mean, there's also a feel. And you know, our starter Colin played as much as you know as our quarterbacks and our starting line does in preseason games. Except there was probably a game or two in there where I just wanted to avoid something freaky and had a feeling, you know, and so might have taken him out a little early.
Do you think running quarterbacks are here to stay?
Are running quarterbacks here to stay? Were they not here before?
Well, I mean, you know that
they weren't here before.
Not to this degree. I mean, now it's part of the plan.
Huh?
Now
it broke up a little bit there.
Now it's part of the plan. You know, when you were a quarterback, you were a tough.
I was a running quarterback.
I know.
Thinking about Bobby Douglas now. Thinking about.
but Mark Jabrona didn't. It wasn't part of the plan as it is today. Is what I'm getting at. I mean, do you think that it, with the player safety movement, the way the game is being shaped, reshaped, do you think the running quarterback can be strategized to be here to stay?
Well, I mean, I really thought. I guess I'm coming at this from a. Not really seen eye to eye on this. I've always seen running athletic quarterbacks in the NFL. And do I know what's going to be here to stay, you know, for what, the next year, the next 5 years, the next 20 years, the next 50 years? I know I don't have a crystal ball. So I don't think we're on the same wavelength right now